Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the ease? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys?
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Zoltan Acz is our guest. His last name is spelled A-C-S, Zoltan Acz, and this A-C-S, he's the founder of and the president of the Global Entrepreneurship and Development Institute, JEDI, and that's thejedi.org, where you can find the 2012 JEDI report, the index, I should say, the Global Entrepreneurship and Development Index. You can find that there. Also at George Mason University, gmu.edu. And Zoltan, thanks again for bringing us this information. I would like for you to talk to the audience about how you see resources being used around the world. You know, America, we always like to think that we're the best, we're the number one. According to your new survey, your new index, we're the most entrepreneurial in the world. We have our American exceptionalism that we believe in, but other countries have their advantages too, and give us a little bit of a tour of how you see things. Like, you know, what does the U.S. bring to the table? What does Latin America bring to the table? What is China, India, et cetera? What do you think?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jim. Well, you know, 20 years ago there was this saying: invented in Europe, innovated in America, and manufactured in Japan.
Right.
Well, that story is gone now. Right. Now, an interesting story is, it's invented in the United States, innovated somewhere in the world, could be any country, could be India, could be South America, and then manufactured in China.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you take sort of an entrepreneurial tour of how countries have different skills, in the South American countries, they don't have very good education. So they don't have the skills to make stuff efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to China, they've put a lot of their resources into manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They've educated their labor force so that when we put an Apple factory in there, right, and we make the iPad that everybody wants one of, they can actually make it so that it works, it looks great. Now, we provide much of the intellectual content for that,
mm-hmm.
right? And the Indians do a lot of the software programming. And in Brazil, they may make some of the packaging or something, but the Chinese can put it together better.
So the Chinese have done a better job of investing in human capital.
Yes, yes. They've put a huge effort into educating everybody.
So what do you say to people who wring their hands over that they don't like globalization because, you know, taking jobs across the ocean, when really what's happening is we've got a truly global economy. As you said, the innovations are coming from one country, the capital is, the packaging is coming from one country, the manufacturing is from another, the code's from another country, and it all goes together to make one product that the world buys. I mean, isn't the real problem in the United States that we just have too many people who are educated for 20th century jobs and not 21st century jobs?
Yeah. Jim, let me ask you a question.
Does that not sound like the United States is becoming a little bit like South America?
No. Let me ask you this. The iPad sells for $500. What did we pay the Chinese to put it together, you think?
I don't know.
$4.
Ah.
Now, here's the question. Do we want to have jobs in America where we're paying someone $4 to put it together?
Right.
Which probably means a $2 an hour job.
Right.
No. So you're right. We have a lot of Americans with 20th century skills in the 21st century world. And if in the U.S. we're going to be creating the knowledge, we need to get people ramped up to mm-hmm. be the best at that in the world.
And yet we don't hear politicians talking about that. All we hear politicians talking about is why we don't have jobs. They don't talk about what do we have to do to get people educated to
That's
take
exactly
the current jobs. You almost never hear any of the politicians talking about that.
Yeah. You know why? Because it's a long-term solution, not a short-term solution.
Bingo.
And they're always looking for a quick fix.
Bingo. Well said. That's exactly right. So I've got about 45 seconds. Last thoughts on the JEDI.
Last thoughts on the Jedi. We're coming out with Jedi next year, and we're actually going to launch it in July because we're not going to wait for the publisher to print a thing. And next year we're going to have basically
when you say
the
next year, you're talking about this July?
This July, yeah.
So the next Jedi will come out in July, not next January.
That's right, in 6 months. So we'll have another update, see where the world is going, and we're going to have 130 countries in there.
It's just about everybody.
The whole world.
Yeah. So I expect you to launch it on the show.
I do that, and we're going to have a focus on gender in Jedi, and also we're trying to incorporate philanthropy into entrepreneurship in the Jedi.
We can't wait. Hey, thanks, Zoltan, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you very much.
Zoltan Ach, ladies and gentlemen, the Jedi, GEDI.org. Check it out. I'm Jim Blassingame. I got to go for this hour. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.